Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. So we have a lot of news breaking today. By the way, finally, the media mob and press corps, where's Joe? We've noticed that he's not around very often. Well, he's been gone 40% of the time. What are you talking about? How do you not know these things? It's unbelievable to me. We went over the economic numbers today. They are a disaster. I read to you Steve Moore's email to me today, or text message. I don't have an email account. Worst budget in American history. These higher taxes are so enormous, they would cause a 1929-style crash. Then he talked about doubling the capital gains tax and then unrealized gains being taxed at a high rate. Income taxes going up again. It's going to destroy the economy. And these hearings are really fascinating in Jim Jordan's committee. And that is about the weaponization and how the FBI actually worked in tandem with all of big tech and prepared and primed all these media companies for a hack and leak operation. And it might be about Hunter. You might be a victim of misinformation. Let me play and then we'll introduce Newt Gingrich to you. We love having him on the program. Well, as a matter of fact, let's have him join us now. Mr. Speaker, how are you?
I'm doing great, but now you have me on sitting here thinking, so what are you going to play?
I was going to play Jordan, but I realized I played it in the last hour. So the bottom line of what Jim Jordan said is very simple. He said, now we know that the FBI, well, first of all, the FBI had Hunter's laptop in December of 2019. We know that the FBI in the months leading up to the 2020 election was meeting weekly with every big tech company. In the case of Twitter, they even gave them $3.5 million, which is insane to me. God only knows what they might have given other companies. The head of this operation for the FBI was a guy that wrote a 2016 thesis on how Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. Anyway, so they were meeting with, now this guy that was the site integrity head, Joel Roth, had testified in a case out in Missouri with then Attorney General, now Senator Eric Schmidt, that in fact, oh yeah, they mentioned that the misinformation that we might be subject to might be about Hunter Biden. Now, they also knew that Rudy Giuliani had a copy of the Biden laptop, Hunter's laptop. And yet, this is what they were telling big tech companies. And sure enough, the laptop from hell drops, and none of these big tech companies would even allow people on their platform to share it. Do you think that could have a big impact on an election?
Oh, look, there's no question that the election was rigged. It was rigged by the FBI. It was rigged by the elite media. It was rigged by the social media companies. It was rigged by Zuckerberg's $420 million in turning out selectively Democratic voters. I mean, just go down the list. This was the closest.
Well, they put basically a concrete, you know, brick on the scales of the election by priming big tech companies not to print stories. That's called censorship, isn't it?
Sure. This is so totally a violation of the First Amendment, so clearly unconstitutional. Remember, you have three parallel scandals. This is why I wrote a newsletter at Gingrich 360 recently talking about the largest scandal in American history. And you have three parallel scandals. You have the Hunter Biden family corruption scandal, which would normally in itself be a gigantic scandal. You have the corruption of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Justice Department, both on the January 6th committee and on the dealing with Hunter Biden, and also in the way in which they protected Hillary Clinton. And then third, you have this entire scandal involving COVID. In every single case, the government of the United States has been actively engaged in lying to the American people, manipulating information, and violating the Constitution. In every single case.
You know, if you look at the other issues, what frustrated me is laws weren't followed in 2020. Like, for example, partisan observers getting to watch the vote count, they never made accommodations for COVID. They should have. State constitutions were ignored, like in Pennsylvania. They have very specific, laid out instances where people can vote by mail, and rather than do the heavy lift and the arduous and go through the arduous process of amending the Constitution, they just wrote legislation. Well, that's unconstitutional. Similar issues in Wisconsin. I don't want to relitigate all of that, but this is a big deal to me because they were able to squash a big story. And then in light of what happened in 2016, you know, with the FBI, the fact that they let Hillary off the hook and she had top secret classified information, deleted 33,000 emails, used this thing we had never heard of, Bleachbit, destroyed devices with hammers, and then used her dirty, bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier. The FBI in early October of 2016 offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could verify the dossier. They couldn't pay him the money because he couldn't do it. But then they used it as the bulk of information to acquire not one, but what ended up being four FISA warrants.
Let me give you a parallel that I just learned yesterday. I was talking with Perry Johnson, who's a very successful businessman from Michigan, who did remarkably well at CPAC as a candidate, better than most of the traditional politicians. But Perry and the sheriff who was running, they were the number one and number two candidates for governor. They were the great threat to the incumbent Governor Whitmer. Both of them were disqualified by carefully going through all of their signatures, and in Perry's case, he would argue, throwing out totally valid signatures for totally phony reasons, to literally knock them off the ballot. So here you have a Republican Party whose number one and number two candidates can't even get on the ballot. And I listen, I don't think we appreciate how ruthlessly and how illegally the left is fighting to survive, because, and then of course, what you were just saying a while ago about the new budget by Biden, they can't do anything which is popular. Everything they're touching is going to be a disaster, and they're desperate to stay in power, and cheating and breaking the law is the only way they can do it.
These are very, very scary times. Everybody knows that Joe Biden's plan to pay off student loans is unconstitutional. We do have this other branch of government. You ran it at one point, called the legislative branch. Now, in light of the fact that you are the last Speaker of the House to ever balance a budget, look at these numbers today. $6.8 trillion budget that, you know, that raises taxes. Steve Moore sent me this letter saying this might cause a 1929-style crash. That's what he said, and he didn't say it lightly. And when you look at the actual numbers involved, they are staggering in terms of raising taxes. The top marginal rate will go from 39 to 44%. They'll nearly double the capital gains taxes. Then they want unrealized tax gains paid for. How do you even calculate unrealized tax gains or tax on unrealized capital gains?
Well, that's not hard. It's called I Want Your Money. I mean, anybody who's listening to us, if you're not getting Unleashed Prosperity from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, comes out every day. Steve Moore does a brilliant job. I'm literally looking at the chart you're describing. First of all, taxing unrealized capital gains means even though you haven't sold it, even though you're not doing anything with it, we're going to tax you on it. And by the way, that doesn't say what will happen if it then drops in value. Do you then get the money back? The idea that they're going to take the capital gains tax up to 44.6% means that nobody's going to invest anything.
Well, capital gains will go from 23 to 40%. Personal income taxes, 39 to 44%. And unrealized capital gains, 20%. Now, keep in mind this. Joe Biden just raised taxes by billions and billions of dollars on oil, gas, coal, on pensions, and $250 billion on corporations. And I argue that they don't pay taxes. They pass the cost on to us. And he said he wouldn't raise taxes on, you know, people earning under $400,000 a year. All of those new taxes impact every American.
Right. And you just have to start every morning with an understanding that Joe Biden lies, that to be a liberal Democrat and survive, you have to lie, that if you try to tell the truth, you'll get wiped out. And their desperation for power leads them to say things that are totally, completely untrue. Furthermore, they have what's called a static model. There was a famous letter written many years ago in Reagan years by the Republican Packwood of Oregon, who was chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. And he wrote the tax analysts and said, "In the government, these are government analysts, so if we had 100% tax rate, how much money would we get?" And they wrote back and said, "Well, the income of the United States is X, therefore at 100%, you'd get all of it." And he wrote him back and he said, "So you think if we had 100% tax rate, people would go to work?"
Well, I don't think so.
Kind of thing. Well, but that's the problem with this kind of model. These guys sit down, try to write numbers that let them make a good speech. But in the real world, if Biden did what he's suggesting here, the revenue to the U.S. government would collapse. The economy would collapse. The unemployment rate would skyrocket. I mean, this is a plan that economically can only be described as madness.
It really is madness. Now, if you're going to be taxed on unrealized capital gains and they're going to double the capital gains tax, tell me what incentive there is, because that's already tax money. What incentive is there for people to put their money at risk and build businesses? I think they've taken away all that incentive.
But by the way, ironically, when we got to four consecutive balanced budgets, it was by cutting the capital gains tax, liberating investments, having people move their money to better places to produce greater futures, and as a result, the economy just mushroomed, and that much bigger economy produced a lot more revenue because people were going to work, earning a higher salary, getting higher profits. to follow the Biden path is to go down a road of gigantic government in a tiny country.
You know, I'm very, very concerned. Do you agree with the assessment of Steve Moore? Because I agree with you. On the economy, this guy's brilliant. Even Lawrence Summers has been making dire predictions. And you know, Jamie Dimon, these are not, you know, people traditionally that are conservative. And they're warning us that it can get really, really bad.
Every listener should be thrilled and grateful that we have Speaker McCarthy and not Speaker Pelosi. Because Kevin McCarthy guarantees that none of this tax increase nonsense is going to happen. But if he wasn't there, if they had a left-wing Congress that was willing to go off the cliff like lemmings, the amount of damage they do to this country would be incalculable.
I was so glad at CPAC when Donald Trump said something I've been saying now for a while, and he didn't get it from me. And he said that the system of elections has got to change. He wants paper ballots, same day voting, etc. Well, we're never going to get that until we win elections. So we have a system that we have to deal with. But he talked about Republicans have got to get over their reluctance and resistance to voting early, voting by mail. And most states have legal ballot harvesting, and Democrats are ballot harvesting at an enormous rate, and Republicans can't start every election day down hundreds of thousands of votes in whatever the race happens to be.
Well, I mean, he was exactly right. By the way, I just did my newsletter at Gingrich 360 on his CPAC speech, which I thought was a very powerful speech that sets the stage for his running for president again, and did so by really focusing on the future, laying out how big the difference in the two sets of policies are and the kind of bold, dramatic things he would do moving into the future. And I recommend everybody, if you want to get a flavor of how much he's thought things through and how much he understands around the world. It was a very, very impressive speech, in my judgment. And I think that, you know, Trump sort of gets the reality. One of the things about Trump is, as a businessman, he had to deal in a practical way with the real world, because otherwise he would have gone broke. So he has a much higher tendency than the average person, to the average politician, to say, all right, let's look at what really happened. What do we really have to learn from that? And I think he's right. I actually, you raised an idea I hadn't thought about, which is, I wonder if one of the most Republican states would actually go back to paper ballots.
I think they should make Election Day a holiday, paper ballots, partisan observers watching the voting in every precinct. When the polls close, they watch the vote counting, and you declare a winner and you go home.
Because it is astonishing that in France, the whole country votes in one day, and it's counted that day.
Yep.
And we've gotten so fancy and so sophisticated, it's a disaster.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. Mr. Speaker, we always love having you. We appreciate you being with us.
Great talking to you. Take care.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying, you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, listen, I want to first play, and then we'll get to your calls. Mark Wayne Mullen, an Oklahoma senator, sparring with the Teamster CEO, Sean O'Brien. Now, the best part of this exchange is the fact that he says, well, when have you ever, Mr. Teamster, ever created a job? He doesn't have an answer. Listen.
What job have you created? One job, other than sucking the paycheck out of somebody else that you want to say that you're trying to provide because you're forcing them to pay dues?
And no, we don't force
them. Senator, you've asked the
you're
question.
Out of line.
Let him answer
actually,
the
I
question.
Haven't. And no, don't tell me I'm out of line.
You are out of line.
Don't tell me I'm out of line.
Well, you frame,
don't tell me.
You
frame, I'm
you
a statement.
Frame, you
sir,
frame a statement.
You need to
oh,
shut
off
your
guard.
Mouth yeah. because you don't know
you're
what you're talking about.
You're going to tell me to
about.
Shut my mouth?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Hold it. Yeah. Hold it.
You haven't created a job.
We haven't?
You haven't been there. You haven't.
Sure we have.
You haven't.
Sure we have.
Tell me one job that you created.
What are you talking about? Be specific.
You're an employer?
No, we're not an employer.
People?
No, but, you know, it's funny.
So, no, then,
we
hold
create,
on. Then,
we create opportunity.
Jobs.
We create opportunity because we
sir,
hold
that's
we
not,
hold greedy CEOs like yourself
not,
accountable.
You call me a greedy CEO.
Oh, yeah, you are.
A greedy CEO, a guy that actually invests his own money and creates real jobs, and this guy can't name one stinking job he's ever created for anybody? And what do these unions do? Oh, they take rank-and-file money and force the rank-and-file that maybe have views that are different politically than their leadership, and they funnel into Democratic candidates. Joe Biden just did the biggest pension fund bailout in the country's history by bailing out the unions with $37 billion of our dollars. You know, Steve Moore wrote me earlier today And he's not wrong. When you look at the Biden budget plan, it's going to be god awful for the country, and it's not going to work. He actually said this is the worst budget in American history, and these higher taxes are so enormous they could cause a 1929 style crash. 60% capital gains tax. They're out of their mind. Nobody's going to want to invest money in this country. What is a capital gain? That's money you've already been taxed on. You take a risk, you invest it, and if you do make money, sometimes you lose money, but if you do make money, you get taxed at a lower rate than, say, standard income. Now they not only want to go above standard income, now they want to make it 60%. Now, people that are investing, anybody that I know or have met in life that has money, they're not stupid people. They're just not. And they're not going to invest their hard-earned money and put it at risk. If they make money, the government takes 60 cents out of every dollar. They're not going to put their money at risk. And that, what does that mean? Well, that means the people that would otherwise be getting jobs because a new company is developing, those jobs are never going to materialize, ever. And everybody in the country will suffer as a result of this stupidity, because that's all it is. This guy knows nothing about economics. He knows nothing about energy. He knows nothing about running the country. And he doesn't know today's Thursday. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Russ in Florida on the same theme. Russ, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean, for taking my call. I am a frustrated veteran. I have a question for you that I have asked others, and seemingly nobody really wants to answer it. And the question is, let me start off by saying, if we were playing baseball and you had three strikes, you would be out. Am I correct?
You are correct, sir.
Is there any way that you could be put back on the batter plate if you had three strikes?
No. You're out.
What does it take to remove a president?
By the way, I love playing Jeopardy with you. Keep going. And thank you for serving your country. Keep going.
Thank you. What does it take to remove a president from office after he has done shut down a pipeline, which he knew was going to hurt us, open borders, $85 billion of our greatest weapons, the threat of World War III, the Mexico cartel owns our border. We have 100 people a day dying from fentanyl, and no one seems to – that's not fair. Apparently, on the surface, there doesn't seem to be enough people to care to say, wait a minute, when do we stop this? So I'm asking you
– Well, they're telling you that the border's secure. I keep playing the montage of them all saying, the border's secure, border's secure. Yesterday, that idiot Mayorkas blamed it all on climate change. What a dope.
We have spent billions and trillions of dollars. Just to give somebody an idea, a billion...
You're asking me how we can get rid of him. That's what you're really asking me, right?
Yes.
You know, three strikes, you're out. Okay, he's got a... There's nothing I can point to that Biden has done that's successful. Not a single thing. And I share the same fear and frustration that you do. And there's really only one antidote. Throw him out of office. Vote him out. We don't have the votes to impeach him. I think the only thing that might tip the balance in favor of a possibility of impeachment is if it is proven that, in fact, Joe Biden lied. Well, we know he lied when he said he never talked about foreign business dealings of Hunter with Hunter and other family members. But if it can be proven down the line that Joe Biden knew of and benefited from these deals where they're offering, you know, basically pay to play or influence peddling, that would be an impeachable offense. High crime, misdemeanor, it would fit both of those. So do I think it's going to happen? No. Do I think option B is the better option, which is to replace him? Yes. And if things keep getting bad, even those people that voted for Joe Biden, they may want the guy with the crazy tweeting that is tough talking to President Xi and the rest of the world, that challenges our own allies to step up and pay their fair share. I think they might want him back. That's what I think. Or somebody like him.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for serving your country. We appreciate that. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's go to Tom in upstate New York. Tom, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. So let's go for the good. I actually own a Henry repeater. It's a fine compliment to my Sharps, my Winchester, and the Marlin, and I have the 4570 model. Great, great rifle, precision built and handling. So what I wanted to say is that I served in the military. I was in an engineer reserve unit, joined when I was 37, knew the situation that I was getting into. I put my life, my business, my newborn on hold, did basic training, and we did build the road in Yuma sector, 2005, 2006, worked with the Border Patrol, great guys. The border wall at that time was the old landing mats that they would use in World War II to landing the planes on the islands. He just stuck them up there and there. So that being said, we had situational awareness of the area of the potential, and I worked at night running a dozer and a couple other pieces of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, when you were commenting on the border, we're all on the same page. We know what's going on there. We hear it daily from your reports and other people's reports, from the people, the feet on the ground. My problem is with these people who traveled from North Carolina to this location for a medical procedure. We all know what it was. I don't understand themselves putting themselves in harm's way to go there when all this has been all over the news and past people being taken hostage, killed, traveling. It's just that I think some people are what Rush used to say, low information voter, because they don't pay attention to what's going on. And we all know that from research that medical procedures in Mexico are 30 to 40% cheaper than what's in the States. So these people get online and look at these things and just go blindly that they, it's just, I don't understand why they even were there in the first place. Your take.
Well, the first thing is you can't blame the victim. You really can't. I mean, did these people know that they were going to be caught up in the middle of a cartel shootout? I mean, when you're talking, it's right on the Brownsville, Texas border. It's right there. It's not like they were deep in the heart of Mexico. Look, the State Department even put out an advisory warning people about going to Mexico. Moms and dads, if you're listening to me and your precious little kids want to go to Mexico on spring break, the answer should be no. But that's up to you. You do your own parenting. If my kids come to me, my daughter comes to me, daddy, and I love my daughter. She's a daddy's girl. I don't like to say no to my daughter. If she wants something, I'd like to give it to her if I can. The answer is going to be a hard hell no. It's not happening. However, I would probably offer her an alternative that I know is safe. So, you know, just to focus on what you're saying here, there are places in Mexico that are safe or safer. They don't, but it's not the United States. But I hate to tell you, you know, certain cities in America, they're not safe anymore either because of defund, dismantle, no bail laws. Would you ever want to live in the city of Chicago? No. Do I like walking the streets of New York? I hate it. With, you know,
90 miles from New York City. I understand that. I wouldn't go to the South Bronx. I have a trucking business. I won't go there. I know why. It's just that common sense is I'm not going there at 3 o'clock in the morning because of what defund the police and the lawlessness and the no consequences and running around in impunity, like your past caller said. I appreciate your time and everything you do, and have a great day.
All right, my friend. God bless you. You have a great day, too. Quick break right back to the phones. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, back to our busy phones as we continue. 800-941-SEAN. Lindsay is in North Carolina next on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Lindsay? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So I'm not sure if you get this question a lot. I actually have two questions for you, if you don't mind today. I know you're a busy guy, but I figured I'd call in and ask. You know, considering everybody knows how crazy this world is, it's almost actually like a circus. I think it is, at least.
It is. By the way, half the people you meet in life are nuts, but go ahead.
You have no idea. I'm a hairstylist, so trust me, I get all the crazy ones. My question is for you is, you know, since you, like, you know, you talk about on the radio all the time about everything that's going on in today's world, have you ever personally considered on running for presidency?
Have I seriously considered it? No, I have not. No. Have people asked me over the years? Yeah, occasionally it comes up. It's not an overwhelming mandate that I've had in my life. You know, I look at people that ask me and I'll sometimes say, Why would you wish that upon me? Because, you know, anybody that's going to put their hat in the ring and run for that office, you are going to get the living crap beaten out of you in ways you can't even imagine. And by the way, it might be real or it might even be made up. Now, do I think that I understand, and this has been my career now, going back to 1987, my first year on the radio, do I think I understand how to get this country on track and fix things, and it's not that complicated? I really do believe that. Do I believe I can handle any confrontation with any of our enemies? Yeah, there's only one way to handle that, too. That's with strength and military might. So you're very kind to think of me. One thing I will say about the Republican Party, especially versus the Democratic Party, you know, the Democrats don't want Biden running again. They know he's too old and a cognitive mess. But look at the names they're bringing up instead. Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, Gavin Newsom. God help us. You know, they have a bunch of retreads. Republicans have a very, very deep bench.
Well, most definitely. And I mean, I'm sorry, my thought about you for presidency is, like, you know, you can tell that you truly care and truly make a difference, because you realize, like most of all Americans, the United States is just absolutely insane the way it's run. Like, the fact that there are laws that have been made, which is, I was like, a joke. Like, I can't believe, like, a lot of these laws that have been made are even being considered to be on a bill, no less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look,
I kind of live my life that I don't believe our lives are our own. I think that God gives you a life and you find a purpose. And for whatever reason, I got behind a radio mic one day and the light went on and it changed my life. Has the light ever gone on and said, Hannity, you need to run for that office? It hasn't. If we didn't have so many good qualified people out there that I believe would do a great job as president, would I think about it at that point? Yeah, but that's not the reality. We have a lot of great people in the Republican Party, great conservatives out there that I think would be great presidents. You know, I think President Trump did a great job as president. Probably would have been in his best interest not to fight on issues that don't matter as much as he did. But, you know, I would expect that he probably would do a lot less of that a second time. Well, you know, then look at the governors we have, you know, Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin. We have amazing governors. I wouldn't be surprised down the line if Sarah Huckabee Sanders thought about running. We have just so many incredible people. Mike Pompeo. Is there anybody tougher than Mike Pompeo on foreign policy? I don't know anybody. There's a lot of people that I really like. Senator Ted Cruz is an amazing. I'd love to see Cruz on the Supreme Court myself. I really would. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, let me tell you about one way to save money in these very, very tough economic times we're living in, and without sacrificing service at all. And that's making the switch to the veteran owned cellular company that I use, my company, Pure Talk, an amazing company with the best service. They use the exact same 5G network as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. They use the exact same cell towers. Average family for the same service, saving close to $1,000 a year. You get incredible 5G that's ultra fast, unlimited talk and text, and it's only $30 a month. And by the way, you don't have any contract to sign, and they're so sure you're going to love their service, they offer 100% money-back guarantee, no questions asked. And you basically save in half. And all you have to do to sign up takes a couple of minutes. Just dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You save 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now. You get the same service and save a fortune from Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But We all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Burner, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.